Hello everyone and welcome back to Huddle Talk. Today we have a very exciting guest. We have Anne-Marie Sherratt. Thank you, Anne-Marie, for joining us. I know that we're on complete other sides of the world, so I do really appreciate you taking this time tonight to have this interview with us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. I've spent a whole day testing software, so what can be better than that?
So, Anne-Marie, can you tell us about your experience and background in the industry, in the testing industry?
Yeah, sure. So I've been involved in software testing for a while now. I first got into it when I discovered that I had a wonderful degree in electronic engineering, and I discovered that I left and I couldn't get a job because there was a recession at the time. So basically, I ended up working for, because nobody actually takes a job in software testing, right? Yeah. You always fall into it for some reason or the other. And I ended up getting this job testing European standards for telco equipment. So it was ETSI standards. And it absolutely fascinated me. You know, you'd have all these standards and you would test to these standards. So we'd be creating automated scripts to test the standards and they'd all work and it'd be tick, 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 tick. And then you put the two bits of equipment together and they wouldn't talk to each other. And it was just fascinating for me how can something meet all the requirements yet not be fit for purpose, so to speak. So for me, that just was the start of a never-ending kind of quest to try and figure out, you know, how do we know what software, what quality is? How do we understand and how does software testing bring that value to it? So, and I'm still here, haven't given up.
Great, yeah, because I was going to ask you as an Irish person, how did you end up in Australia? So obviously it was... You know, that the recession happened, which we know about. And was it hard to get a job in testing here in Ireland at that time?
Yeah, it was actually. And but the funny thing was that I didn't actually arrive in Australia because of software testing. Mm. It was more to do with a broken heart.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I know. Right. So there you go. Yeah.
Go the other side of the world.
I went to the other side of the world to get over it.
Good idea.
And I ended up meeting my husband here and, you know, we had family and settled down and that was the reason why I ended up in Australia. My mum is totally devastated, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, how could you be so far away?
I know.
There we go.
I know. Since you started, so let's say back when you were studying, I guess, here in Ireland, and since you moved over to Australia, how has the role of the tester evolved over the years, in your opinion?
Look, I think that's a really great question because, you know, when I first started working, I mean, I'd studied electronic engineering and the concept of software testing wasn't really there. Even, you know, testing your code and testing anything in a really hard way or a proficient way or a systematic way wasn't really talked about at university. So for me, it was just a new problem to solve. I didn't see it as, oh, I'm going in to be a software testing. It was more, I'm going into an engineering situation and this is the kind of space I'm going to be working in. I think over time, the concept of software testing has become a profession. And I think more and more it's recognized that software testing is really something that is worthwhile pursuing as a career. It's not for everyone, and certainly, you know, there's going to be the forever argument about, is there value being a software testing? Mm. Is software testing dead? And all this sort of stuff will go on. And yet software testers still remain, you know, and we're still there. We're still providing enormous value. And even in the work I am doing at the moment, you know, I'm providing huge value doing a lot of testing that is really important to the business. And I think, you know, we can't forget, sometimes it's so easy to get caught up with all this technology and, you know, how we're all going to be, you know, have AI and we're all going to be, you know, superseded by robots. But at
Yeah.
the end of the day, who's going to test the robots, you know?
Exactly.
So I think, you know, that the space for critical thinking, the space for thinking logically through and systematically through a problem, and how are we going to test this? These are really, really important questions. They might not necessarily be called testing in the future, but I think that those skills are always going to be there. And I think that that means there's always going to be a place for people who do that type of work.
And you just said there, you kind of alluded to what you're working on at the moment. Can you talk a little bit about that, about what you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, a little bit. I can't say too
Oh,
much, but
okay,
I'm
yeah.
working at the moment. I'm working for a client who really, you know, you just think about they're really just in a situation where they have to deploy software, that they're going through a new migration, and they have to deploy the software by a fixed date. And you know, everyone's under the pump. And but the thing that's really interesting is how much it's important to have context knowledge, business domain knowledge, to be able to understand how to deliver that product. And that's not necessarily something that's going to be easily automated. And so there's huge value in going there and speaking to the business, speaking and understanding how they would do their daily work and things like that. So, yeah, it's been really interesting to see a very different, less technical side of testing, but equally as important and valuable to the business, which after all, they're the people that we serve. They're the people that we're delivering value to. So for me, it's like, okay, how can I help you get the job done? As far, you know, how can I do that in a way that helps you do what you need to do and be able to commit to your deadlines in a way that doesn't compromise on quality too much? I think that's just, you know, it's one of those things that you learn as you go on as a tester, that it's actually not necessarily all about, you know, being doing the best testing. It's actually listening to your client and trying to offer value in the best way that you can.
Anne-Marie, I guess we're speaking today as well because you are part of the UK STAR committee, which we are thrilled about. It's in its third year, and I'm just wondering what you think is in store for attendees this year.
Look, I am absolutely thrilled by the actual program that we've put together. And, you know, I'm sure loads of people saying that. But for me, I, you know, there was a start at thing and we were watching the talks coming in and we're like, oh my goodness, are there going to be enough talk? But when we started looking through the quality of the talks, it was really, really obvious to me, and that, you know, that actually we were going to have a hard problem choosing. And I think that there is so much talent out there that we've been able to, people have very gratefully offered their talent, and we've been able to put that into the program. So, you know, there's some, a lot of, there's a, such a wide variety of different types of things. We have, you know, obviously automation, because that's the theme of the conference. But also, you know, we're looking at what does it take for a tester to be able to offer value in, you know, in this context where technology is just rapidly speeding up. And it's like every month there's a new tool, there's a new approach, there's a new this, there's a new that. And everyone's struggling. It's not just testers, but everyone is like, how are we coping with these rapid changes? So I think this sort of concept of the modern tester, that's really important. And how do we help people sort of, you know, adapt rapidly and some sort of growing skills in that space? And finally, obviously, leadership, because really this whole thing about looking to the future and trying to identify, you know, what makes a good leader who's able to cope with change. And it's not just coping with change, but what are the, you know, things like the ethics associated with, for example, automated, you know, AI. And, you know, how do how do you actually discern whether your AI is not going to kill someone? You know, these are really, really important questions that testers can be asking. And sometimes we just need to have someone experienced to be able to say, these are the types of questions you need to be asking. So, you know, it's very important for us to think about automation in a broad sense and include that kind of sense of ethics into the program as well. So yeah. We've tried to deal with that. Yeah,
it's a really exciting program. You know, we officially launched it yesterday. So by the time everyone has listened to this podcast, obviously, that program is available on the UK STAR website. But it's a fantastic program. It's so exciting. It's so new. It feels so fresh. So, I mean, I think I'm really excited anyways to kind of to get this going, get people buying tickets to meet you all next March in the UK. So I think you did a fantastic job putting together this program. It really is something exciting to look at.
Yeah, I think so, Cleona. And I think it's wonderful and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of experience talks. It's not just, you know, oh, this is what the future is going to be. It's really people who are starting to use these technologies and, you know, their experience of how it's working in their field. And often the fields are all very varied. So we're getting like a broad range of, you know, this worked with me and this has worked with in this context. And I think that makes it very exciting.
What makes this conference, do you think, then different to other conferences right now?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there's the theme of automation.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, clearly, as I said to you before, the fact that technology is changing so rapidly and so fast, you know, that it's really important for people to find a way to catch up onto the latest trends and how can they help their companies do testing better. So I think the whole theme is very important right now, but it's also how to do automation well. It's not necessarily about doing more, it's about doing it better. And so, you know, when we look at the program committee, you know, I've got Dan and Bill, Bill Matthews and Dan Billing. You know, the experience there that we all have has brought that sort of value-based theme to the automation. So we hope that that shines through, but also that we haven't been afraid to focus on the experience. I think that's really important. So people not necessarily just selling a theme or selling something, but it's about experiences. And, you know, obviously the three of us, we have a fantastic network and we've tried to use that as best we can to get the best and brightest there. We have Angie Jones speaking, Fiona Charles, Baz Juska. You know, there's a wonderful variety of people there.
Yeah. As the industry grows, what areas do you feel in particular that has changed for the tester?
Look, obviously technology has changed. That, you know, there was a discussion 10 years ago. Mm. It's like, do testers need to learn how to automate? And I think that's a very valid question. And, you know, there's people still have yes or no or absolutely or not. But as Trish Poo said to me recently, she said, you know, there's children are learning how to code at school.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, you decide for yourselves whether you need to learn or not,
yeah.
You know. And I think that's a really interesting angle. But I think also it's these are opportunities. It's not necessarily has to be a fear-based thing. You know, these are opportunities to learn new skills. So it's an opportunity to refresh your skills and, you know, I think adapt to new technologies. And it takes courage. It takes support. And, you know, this is why UK STAR can provide that support. But I think, you know, if you want to have a place at the table in the future, you know, it does take a healthy dose of courage to be there. And but there's people to help you.
Okay.
And that's the wonderful thing about the testing community. And they're there and they want to share their knowledge and they want to help you, whoever, get to be better than what, you know, and learn from their experiences.
And it is a really great community. You mentioned a couple of the keynotes. Is there any other particular talks or tracks or workshops that you're excited about or anything that you
want
to mention in particular?
I mean, yeah. You know, well, of course, obviously my deep dive is one not to miss.
Yeah.
On API exploratory testing.
Absolutely.
I mean, where can you go wrong there?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually fascinated. There's a couple of talks on model-based testing. I'm very interested to see how AI has an influence in model-based testing and can we actually mature that concept of model-based testing into something that's quite useful for us in today's software testing. Clearly, there's a couple of automation talks there. But as I mentioned, Baz is doing his deep dive on automation. I think that's going to be really useful. I also love to talk about the cats. You can go past cats. Come on.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So,
It sounds great.
you
It sounds
know,
great.
it does. I does. I love it. You know, I think it's lovely that people have the confidence to go out there and talk. You know, clearly there's more to it than just cats, but you will have to go and join to find out.
Absolutely, exactly. You'll have to be there. You've been involved in a lot of conferences over the years, organizing and such. And what, in your opinion, makes a great conference?
Look, there's a whole heap. There's the special sauce that no one's quite worked out. But I think, clearly having a good program. I think you can't go past, not necessarily, I find it's big names, though absolutely big names help. But it's also people who have, it's those people who maybe have not spoken before, who have such a depth of knowledge in an area. And I time and time again, I've been hearing this through the speakeasy program that I started up, was that it's like the most amazing and the biggest takeaway was somebody who had never spoken before. And I think that's really interesting that often it's new people with new ideas that are coming to the table and sharing that knowledge that actually make a conference. I think that it's not necessarily about what you go to get from a conference, but it's also what you give to a conference. And I think this, that it is a community and it is something that we all support and thrive on, and we need it to be healthy and grow. And I think when you have people doing that, then the conference kind of naturally evolves out of it, if that makes sense. And, I think it's the support behind it that makes it
Yeah.
fantastic.
What are the latest trends you've noticed in testing? Is there emerging topics now that you feel testers should read up on, should skill up on at the moment?
Oh, where do you start? I
I
mean, I
know.
think that's the biggest thing. I think that's one of the biggest problems. I mean, my advice to anyone is to, obviously people talk about machine learning. I wouldn't get too caught up with AI right now, but I mean, look at machine learning. But just look at ways you can improve the testing that you do using newer technology. I think trying to adapt and go for the big picture and say, okay, I'm going to bring AI into my company is a big call. But how could you improve, for example, how can you improve your test data by maybe using some sort of machine learning in your test data? Or, even if it's about, depending where your company is at, it's about how can we help all our testers become better at understanding APIs and doing API testing? How can we help them use their skills in a different area? So, I mean, I'm a firm believer that, we have amazing software testers in our industry and they're incredibly talented and they have this huge amount of ability to find problems where no one had even imagined there might be a problem, We don't want to lose that. So how can we help those people into the new field? And I think, it's again, it's through incremental learning. Go to, discover about machine learning, but do it in a small way. Doesn't necessarily have to mean you're an expert. You don't have to be an expert to get started in these fields. Obviously there's people out there and just Google, just find out people who are, come to UK Star and find out a little bit, just incrementally, just keep at it and you will get to that point where you can start taking these things into your company. Another great thing is to partner with someone within your organization. I mean, developers who have a great interest in all this technology as well. It's like, well, what could they teach you and how could you partner with them to learn something new? So I think rather than sort of looking at, trying to kind of jump into these things, I think look to where you are now and see how you can start building up some of those little things into what you do right now.
And last question, can you part with any wisdom for testers in the industry right now?
Oh my goodness, my wisdom. I'm not sure. I'm looking for someone to give me wisdom.
It.
It's like, oh, someone please tell me what to do. No, I think, look, I think that the thing is that we do an incredibly important job. And I think let's not forget the vital service that we provide. And it's tough sometimes, in the heady days of continuous deployment and continuous integration and DevOps, and it's like, here we go again, we're going to automate everything. And Just hang in there if you love what you're doing, and just focus on your learning. Focus on learning as much as you can, and looking to provide value in relationships with other people within your organization. Learn outside of the industry, and if you love what you do, don't let anyone sway you from that. Just keep at it
Yeah,
and try and enjoy it some little bit.
exactly.
Take days to celebrate. That's my final bit of wisdom. Don't forget to celebrate. Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Amory, and congratulations again on a fantastic program for UK Star. We can't wait for March 2019, and I can't wait to meet you as well.
Oh, no, it'll be great.
Thank you so
I'm looking
much.
forward to it too. Take care.
Take care.